Okay, my friends, in perpetual pride versus loose, we are now ready for the next section of my The Perpetual Advantage Spiritual Wholeness series, Transform Your Life by Refining Your Spiritual and Mental Outlook Report, the audio presentation. What's up with the listen? This section is titled, Hey Homie, Listen. Blindly believe absolutely no thing. Let me say it again. Blindly believe absolutely nothing, but verify and validate all things. Let's work repeat one more time. Let this sink in around here. Blindly believe absolutely nothing, no thing, but verify and validate all things. As Yah's word clearly, my God, tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. You dig? All right, Shema. All right. And as the graphic states, just reiterating what the other heading states. And for a scriptural context on that, take yourself to God's word, go to 2 Timothy, the 2 Timothy verses 15 through 16, and also go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and read verses 21 through 22 for greater understanding. Now again, let's get a crack a lacking. So my friends, listen. My perpetual pride versus source. In this satanic Babylonian suicidal system of great delusion, mass confusion, rank spiritual, intellectual, and moral depravity, Yahuwah El Elyon, the Most Elohim, has commanded his people to worship him, how? In the beauty of holiness and in his Ruach HaMet, Spirit of Truth, and to evacuate this psychological penitentiary of satanic deception, distraction, seduction, and destruction. For example, getting God's word for yourself in Sitalim, Psalms 29 and 2, and also read Yuchanan, John 4 and 24 for a greater illumination. Continue, please. We have been given the divine mandate to do what? Renew our minds daily and to unify our thoughts with that of Yahuwah El Elyon in his righteousness and true holiness, and to be no longer ranked prisoners of this anti-Mashiach satanic system that promotes criminal abominations daily. For example, see Romans, the 12 chapters, verses 1 and 2, and also FCM Ephesians 4 and read verses 11 to 24 for great expounding. Also, see Yuchanan Rishon, 1 John 2, 15 to 17, up in this piece for great expounding. Now, there is to be absolutely no fellowship between righteousness and wickedness. For example, see Corinthians, Shanai, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 18, and also, my God, the 7th chapter and the 1st verse. We're commanded to exit Babylon, not to freak out. I love Babylon. Let me stay here. I'm real, my membership in the Death Club Suicide Squad. No. We're committed to exit Babylon, okay? Okay, now this is for those who may be new to the term Babylon, let me help you out real quick. Babylon, the term itself means what? Babylon derives from the term Babel, which means to confuse and confound. And we first get whiff of this term. Babylon is the new name given to the Nimrodian kingdom of Samaria when the Most High Yah changed. When he actually confounded, my God, the lands of the people as they were trying to build their tower up to heaven to dethrone the Most High Yah around here. Hello? So, what did he do? He confounded, my God, the languages in that area, the geographic location, my God, and he changed the name from what? The kingdom of Shinar, rather. Hello? Hello? Into, my God, what? Babylon. So, Babylon literally means, my God, to confuse and confound, deriving from the tongue Babel. Okay? Pay attention. We are commanded, my God, to exit this state of confusion and corruption, perversion, suicide, and death. You understand? We're commanded, my God, to exit Babylon and set our sights on Yahuwah Elohim and his everlasting kingdom. You understand that? We are to learn, know, teach, and perform his commandments, Torah, overcome self, Satan, and this what? This depraved Babylonian system and occupy till the king returns. For example, see Devarim, Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9, 17 through 18, 20 through 25, and also, my God, Timothy Shanai, 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verses 14 through 16. As sought, we are to be preservers of his holy ways and commandments, and as light, we are to reveal his ways and illuminate his sovereign and eternal decrees to this wayward generation. For example, see Mattityahu, Matthew 5, and read verses 13 through 20. In close, my perpetual progress resource is my suggested reading list for all of those men and women who love Yah, our children and people. Yah's Torah is our divine navigation system and shows us exactly how to be kings and queens, priests and priestess, scholars and warriors, and kingdom champions in every single area of our lives. So let's study, learn, apply, and get our Nike on and just do better with Yah's Ruach and commandments. Okay, let me test this again, please. Let me say it again. So let's study, learn, apply, and get our Nike on and just do better with the Ruach and commandments of Yahuwah. Now, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We are to fear the Allah of Yahuwah Elohim and guard his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. That's our what? Our primary responsibility. You understand? All else is nil. Nothing. Pay attention. For Elohim should do what? Bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Good, Yah's original order of design, or evil. The faggot saying is what? Erroneous, vile, ignominious lies which cause fools what to die and fry. We get time for that. Koheleth. Ecclesiastes what? 12 verses 13 to 14 out of 12 Sefer. Now, whosoever believes that Yahushua is HaMashiach is born of Yahuwah. And everyone that loves him that begot loves him also that is begotten of him. And by this we know that we love the children of Yah when we what? Love Yahuwah and we guard, which means what? The term guard means what? When we keep and perform his commandments. For this is the love of Yah, that we guard, that we keep and perform his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatever is born of Yahuwah overcomes this world, overcomes this kingdom of darkness, Babylonian satanic suicidal system. And this is the victory that overcomes this world, this corrupt kingdom of darkness, satanic Babylonian suicidal system. Even our belief in what? Yah's word of truth, his commandments, Torah. Understand that. You can all Rishon, 1 John 5, 1 through 4. On the Tom Sefer. Continue, please. Graphic. The Atlantic slave trade. And the heathen should know that the house of Yashareel, so-called Negroes, blacks, colored folk, African Americans, Afro-Americans, all these proverbs and bywords, hello, hello, went into captivity for their iniquity, for their wickedness, their rank transgressive conduct, for their holy and righteous creator, Yahuwah, and King, El Elyon. Read that again, please. And the heathen should know that the house of Yashareel, the so-called Negroes, so-called blacks, so-called colored folks, so-called African Americans, so-called Afro-Americans, went into captivity for their iniquity because they transgressed against me, Yahuwah their Elohim. Therefore I hid my face from them and gave them into the hands of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword, or according to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them, and hid my face from there. Yekeskiel, Ezekiel, 39 chapters 20 through 24, through 24. Our people, due to our disobedience and spiritual harlotry, have been sold into both physical and mental slavery by the following entities. The Mizraim, the Egyptians, Asher, Assyrians, Chaldeans, Babylonians, Medes and Persians, the Yavanim, the Grecians, and the Romanim, the Romans, and Satan's Babylonian mystery religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and all of the fraudulent secular fictions that they use daily to keep us deaf, dumb, blind, enslaved, and defeated bottom feeders. Graphic, continue, please. Now, why would slave masters that enslaved you, tortured you, raped you, bred you, and bred you like an animal turn around and give you a religion to empower you? They didn't give you Christianity to save your souls, nor for you to join them in heaven in the afterlife. We know this to be indisputable because these wicked bastards believe that black people had no souls and that heaven was for pale-faced whites only. The true only reason they even made African slaves into Christians was to indoctrinate the fraudulent concept of a what? A pale-faced God into their minds. This made them more obedient to their what? Their white slave masters. Graphic number three. To control the people, you must first control what they think about themselves and how they regard their history and culture. Well, if your history and your culture, my God, has been taken away from you, homie, you freaking fracking left with the freaking fracking lies your oppressor gives you behind. Pay attention. To control a people, you must first control what they think about themselves and how they regard their history and culture. And when your conqueror makes you ashamed of your culture and your history, he needs no prison walls and no chains to hold you. Commentary from the late great historian John Henrik Clark. Continue, please. Graph number four. We are going to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery because whilst others might free the body, none but ourselves can free the mind. Mind is your only ruler and sovereign. The man who is not able to develop and use his mind is bound to be the slave of the other man who has and does use his mind. Another quote from the late, great Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Pay attention. Add the following. Essential spiritual and intellectual nutrition to your mental ASAP. The Sefer Yah Divine Book. Hidden in Plain Sight. The Eruption of the Sons of Yah in America by Hilda Dawid. Hebrews to Negroes 2, Volume 1, Wake Up Black America, Kindle Edition by Ronald Alden. Hebrews to Negroes 2, Volume 2, Wake Up Black America, Kindle Edition by Ronald Alden. Hebrews to Negroes 2, Volume 3, Wake Up Black America, Kindle Edition by Ronald Alden. Esau, Eden, Rome. The Hidden Identity of the Man of Sin, Kindle Edition by Dr. Benayah Yasharel. The Truth About Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and the Hebrew Israelites, Kingdom Edition by Dr. Benayah Yasharel. Israel, the Chosen Nation, Predestined by the Highest Yahuwah, Kindle Edition by Dr. Benayah Yasharel. The Truth About the End Times and the Consummation of the Times by Dr. Benayah Yasharel. The Truth About the Tribe of Levi, the Biblical Priesthood and the Role of Women, Kingdom Edition by Dr. Benayah Yasharel. Now,